The regional district of Okanagan-Similkameen is looking to use the alternate approval process to borrow up to $10 million to purchase a new corporate building in Penticton. The building the RDOS is looking at is located at 3547 Skaha Lake Road. The $10 million would be the maximum amount borrowed, and would be paid for through taxation over 30 years if approved. Under the alternate approval process, if 10% of eligible electors, which are residents or property owners in the RDOS, register official opposition to the borrowing, the proposal will have to go to a referendum. The board unanimously approved going forward with the process at their April 17 board meeting. Director and Princeton Mayor Spencer Coyne pointed out that the RDOS currently owns the Martin Street building housing its main offices and director boardroom, but it is also renting two other buildings to house staff and services. The Skaha Lake Road building would give space to move all those offices and services into a single location. Cutting the two leases the RDOS is currently paying and potentially selling the current office building would reduce the amount of borrowing and taxation for the purchase. I wanted to make it clear to the public that right now this, the Martin Street building, isn't our only property, said Coyne. We're leasing properties which doesn't bring money back to us. Director Matt Taylor of Okanagan Falls added that the RDOS won't have to pay out the balance for one of the leases, and that locations outside of Penticton were looked at but rejected over concerns about retaining staff. Director Bob Coyne of Rural Princeton pointed out that another benefit of the new location is the transit stop outside the building, which will allow increased public access to the RDOS. Staff added locations outside Penticton would require also construction of a whole new building and be twice as expensive. The RDOS also said it is looking at potential sub-leasing for the remaining 2 years on one of the additional properties it works out of. The new location would provide space for board meetings, community information sessions, and the Regional Emergency Operations Center. If the borrowing is approved, the RDOS would be planning to move in by October, following takeover and renovations of the building in August. Electors have until July 31 to file any opposition to the borrowing.